Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, yesterday's show really sucked. Emotionally, physically, the whole thing. I mean, you can just hear it right there in the highlight that Owen played. I'm with you, but I'm not with you. I have a thousand mile stare past you of DTR and playing and not playing and all that other crap.
So that was one of our, we always say we have 13 suck shows a year, and that was one of the 13.
No, for me, emotionally.
That number's low.
It wasn't like it was a, like, no. We've had shows.
Power Rank our suck shows.
We've had shows. I got one in particular that I brought up in an interview the other day. There's a couple I don't want to remind anybody of. There's a couple we got called in offices for. I don't want to do that. Forever one and will be always the quarterback whisperer situation. That happened years ago.
Oh, when we did the Ernest Angley.
I got asked the turning point of the show, and I said that was it. I said most people always have like some eureka moment if something really works well. For Lima and I, it was something that was horrible.
So we had a bit for those joining us.
No. I mean, yeah, go ahead, whatever. There's a preacher who passed away.
Yeah, had a great buffet.
And
in the Akron area. He was on TV. He's on TV all over the world.
He got sued all over the place for that buffet.
And that guy was a miracle worker. Like, he would put his hands... All I know is what I saw on TV. And he would put his hands
there
on the afflicted, and they would rise, and they would come to life. And, I mean, they were paraplegics, and all of a sudden they're doing Willy Wonka somersaults.
It was like Benny Hinn before Benny Hinn. And he
people bought it.
Yeah, people. Yeah, they did.
Line and sinker.
They did. And he had that car phone and that Lincoln. He had that, what was it, a blue Lincoln? And he had a car phone in there, and that's how he talked to his wife. His wife had passed away like in the 70s. Anywho,
it's a toll call, though. That was the only thing.
Yeah. And so we did that, and that was like you, and everybody's like, I don't know if I want to do it. Like, let's do it. And it was terrible. So bad. And that was the turning point. It was a turning point in the show.
And the thing was,
it's a good thing it happened earlier than later.
At no point was there confusion over whether or not the audience was on board with us.
No, they were not.
They made it
abundantly clear. Yeah, they did not care. But my issue with yesterday was, at that point, you can hear it in my voice. I'm so despondent. I'm despondent over what had happened the day before, and then the lack of anger or anything, the lack of feeling or emotion that I had. Like, I was upset, and I just got met with, it seemed like thousands of listeners going, what do you care for? Why are you mad? Stop. Why are you mad? Stop acting like a baby. I'm like, well, I'm mad. I'm mad. And then you're bringing up DTR, and like, fine, start him. I don't give a bleep. Whatever.
It's so over it.
Play him. Play him against Kansas City. Because he can't play him against Kansas City. So we're just, if you're afraid to play him against anybody, if you're afraid to play him against anybody with a week to get ready for it, I mean, he's not an NFL quarterback. And then you brought up DTR, and people killed you for it yesterday, which is something we'll get into earnestly at about 7 o'clock. I don't know. I think some of it just rubs off. I know that we have another quarterback that's on vacation. When do you want to talk about that? When would you like to talk about that?
You tell me.
Want to do that right now before we get into the whole White Teller audio? What, the video of Deshaun Watson posting his vacation?
I mean, a guy's allowed to have fun while he's rehabbing.
I'm sorry, where was Dak Prescott at yesterday?
Oh, is he at the game again? He's been at all the games. He's been on crutches. He can barely get around.
Yeah.
Yet he's going to these games to support his team and his teammates.
Yeah.
Well, Watson did sustain a significant injury, right? I mean, you can't.
He was up. They did.
Man, that facility looks different, huh?
So he's on the field pregame, and Lake Erie's beautiful this time of year.
Everyone wants to tell me, oh, he's at the facility.
He was up in the suite yesterday during the game. Dak Prescott was. Because you don't want him. Now, this is the same thing we said about Watson last year because he was hurt last year. You don't want him on the field because something happens. I mean, someone runs into him. You have no idea. It's all fun and games until that happens. But yeah, there was a. Was this breaking social media silence?
Yeah, you haven't seen much. It's basically been his girlfriend that people have been trying to go on her page.
Okay, that's a lot.
To see, well, because you can clearly see it's his hands. You can tell by the tattoos that he's in these pictures, and he's clearly telling her, don't put my face in these pictures.
Okay.
But you can tell where he is based on, you know, her social media posts. Because you can't tell anything from his. He either has you blocked or he is...
It looks like Geneva on the lake. What are you talking about?
The same part of
Hudson
Bay that Donovan Mitchell was in this summer.
So, yeah. He's having a good time.
Sure. Yeah.
People were angry. Some fans were angry. And my honest opinion is, it's like, yeah, he's mentally, he's moving on. He knows that I don't think he likes the area. I don't think he knows the fans. I think he knows the fans aren't necessarily fond of him, and he's telling everybody in his roundabout way he's living his best life, and go bother somebody else.
Yeah, so the theory's got to be he's doing the bare minimum to make sure that the Browns can't cut him for cause or anything like that to where he doesn't get his money.
I didn't say that to you. I have idea.
But I'm just saying it makes sense, right? He's got to do the bare minimum. He's got a guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
So he has to show up, meet with doctors occasionally, go to the building. And then the rest of the time, I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns were like, yeah, dude, you can stay away. You can stay away if you want. I do think it's a little odd that, you know, somebody like him who was considered a great, all-time great teammate, when he was in Houston, the things he was doing, not only for the players, the security guards, the people that work at the venue, all the philanthropy he was doing in that area. Now you can't see him even wish a former teammate or current teammate well. He can't post anything on social media after the Browns had that awesome win over Pittsburgh.
He didn't bother to do anything like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns are also like, just do the bare minimum. We understand.
I don't even think that day against Cincinnati, I still don't I will take it in my grave. I don't think nearly as many people were excited, quote unquote, for the injury as the internet made him out to be. And I don't know the reasoning for it. For all I know, he's at a wedding, he's having his own. I don't know. I have no idea. Zero clue. All right? And I only saw like a million people started sending me last night. I go, well, I'm coming home from a wrestling practice, and this is what I'm seeing. Yes, what you got?
I just think the difference between your franchise quarterback and what we're seeing now is your franchise quarterback should be telling the significant other, hey, maybe we don't put that one out.
Well,
reflect this image of me right now.
Honestly, if he were still the franchise quarterback, you're not doing that.
Well, he's getting paid like it.
Yeah, I know. But guys like I
but for everyone for weeks to, well, I shouldn't say everyone, for certain people that you know for weeks that are telling you, no, he's in the facility, he's fine. I'm just, that's asinine.
No, I think he's in the facility on days he's supposed
there.
But he has, I mean, honestly, Owen, he has the wherewithal to go back and forth to these places if he wants to. He's paid handsomely. I'm saying I think he's there on the days he's supposed to be there. Whatever's required of him to check in, he's checking in. I'm not saying
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying that, because that's the only thing I've heard. I haven't seen him, but I'm only there 1 day a week. Okay? Used to be 4. Very busy. I'm only there 1 day a week, right?
But I hope we're right that he has taken his last snap as a Cleveland Browns quarterback then.
Well, I mean,
I hope everyone that said that is correct.
At this
because
point,
if he's doing the bare minimum right now to be in the facility and they bring him back next year in any capacity.
Owen, judging by all this stuff, I think he would probably agree with you. I think he himself would probably agree. Am I wrong? Because I think that this is in a way... You know, I said it before. You always ask, what would you do if you had the Powerball, if you won the Powerball? I said, well, I'd do the show. It's like, you can't do the show. You no longer have any. Yeah, you don't care, and you no longer have anything in common with the people you're talking to. That's it. So he's doing what I would do if I won the lottery, and I knew I didn't have to work anymore. That's it. Like, if he was, I'm serious, change this around. If he were one of the top 5 quarterbacks before that injury, you know what it would be. It would be the lab. It would be these workouts. It would be doing what he can while he can, while he rehabs his Achilles.
But he didn't win the lottery, Ken. He signed a contract contingent on him being a quarterback.
I know that.
And I know he's injured, but still.
But it's also,
he signed a contract contingent on him being a Cleveland Brown.
I know that, but that's
not a guy that jet sets around the world doing whatever. I don't know where he's at.
But if he's doing what is minimally asked by his contract, there's nothing I can say to him. Like, this is why I bring up the whole George Costanza play now thing. You want him out, and I think a lot of fans want him out, and maybe even some people in the building don't want him to come back. I'm sure there's that possibility. But if he's fulfilling the bare minimum of his contract to the letter, there's nothing I can say to the guy. So if he wants to go on vacation during the season when he's supposed to be the franchise quarterback, when his banner is up on the side of the building out there over at the stadium, then fine.
They haven't taken that down yet.
Because when we're talking about quote unquote franchise quarterbacks, let's just not be silly with each other. Like, I don't need to lie to myself just to make a nasty point about it. We all know what the truth of this is. I don't think he wants to be here anymore. I don't know what his future is in football, and I'm sure the fans don't really want to deal with this anymore.
What I can't believe, Ken,
is not going to turn down. What is it? He's still at $172 million, so he's going to do what he can to collect the $172 million.
And he's injured, and he can't really play football anyway. Yes. So, yeah, why wouldn't you take the money? I would do the same thing. I got to be honest.
No, he should take the money.
But what I can't believe is
they signed
that
it. They should.
I can't believe that there is anybody that still is supporting him. I can't believe there are Browns fans that are still trying to get in Deshaun Watson arguments. Guys, I should say you lost the war. We all did. People like me. I wanted Deshaun Watson. I was wrong. I didn't know there would be an unprecedented fall off from a top 5 quarterback to a guy that's unplayable and clearly doesn't care about the team that signed to the contract. I mean, I thought he had friends. Did he even really have friends? Like, what does that say about your quarterback? I mean, if they ever did another draft day, I think they'd be wondering, like, hey, did he tweet? Did he tweet about any of his teammates after he got injured? No, not one.
It's changed.
The team had a great all-time win in the snow that everybody was watching, everybody had fun with. What kind of social media outpouring was there from the guy rehabbing that claimed all these guys were his friends? And his buddies that, you know, he was going to fly around and make sure he got all the chemistry down with. Oh, not a peep. Oh, okay. Like, even that is weird. Even if you thought, oh, he's only doing it so people can see that he's doing it. Like, yeah, you see plenty of that, too.
So I will say this, and we got Rodney coming in at 9, who's a current Browns player. Well, there's an awkward question to ask him. You look around this roster. I mean, Rodney's playing in his final 4 games in the NFL coming up here over the next month. Denzel is definitely dealing with injuries, as Denzel is going to do. Denzel's definitely dealing with injuries, trying to make it to the end of the season. Myles Garrett is dragging his leg around, basically, throughout the rest of this season, to the point where I think it's a fan argument of whether or not you would shut him down for the rest of this year. And again, it's... I would say it's a terrible look if we had any plans, serious plans, if there were any serious arguments to have him return as the quarterback of the Browns. Andrew Berry told you at the bye week without telling you at the bye week. So I should be mad and pounding the table. I'm not, because none of this is serious. It's just to make myself mad. I'm not going to make myself mad, and I don't want you to make yourself mad. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. So what's the point of that? 216-474-0092. Oh, I got to take this one right to the front of the line here. Deshaun in Cleveland, hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, what are we mad at watching for? Like, the fans never gave this guy a chance. They never liked him from day one.
Well, is it the Browns fans' fault?
I'm not saying it's Browns fans' fault. What are we talking about him for? What are we mad at him for living his life?
I'm not mad at him. Who said I'm mad at him?
Are we supposed to be kissing ass to fans that don't like him?
Whoa. Am I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about his teammates.
I thought it was weird. He's not really acknowledging his team. He used to be all over social media. Now he's completely abandoned it.
Cleveland, just like Cleveland's done with him.
Well, no, I'm talking about his teammates.
See,
His teammates have said nice things about him. Now, maybe they were lying. Maybe they never thought he was a leader.
They're going to say that because they're their team. Come on, they're their team. They're going to say that because they say something negative, it's going to be the number one story in the world, right? So they're not going to say that.
That's true.
It's over.
Are you saying you don't think his teammates ever fully welcomed him in?
No, I think they did at the beginning, but then when they see it on the field, come on, Myles Garrett's not an idiot. He's seen this stuff for 10 years.
I thought I was going to disagree with you what you said about the fans. I totally agree with you because, again, I don't – like, some people are like, well, this, that, and other. No. Can you play? Yes. Okay, fine. Good. Yes. If you can't play and you're a quarterback, then they have to stand there and answer questions about you and whether. No one wants to stand there and answer questions whether or not the quarterback sucks every week.
Here's the other thing,
I totally agree with Deshaun.
There was a contingent of the fan base that were very vocal trying to defend him and every allegation, everything that's ever been said about him.
I used to be one of them. I'm done with it.
So those people, maybe they felt a certain kinship with him. There were people that were accepting of him and then went over and basically bent over backwards to try to make excuses for any of the behavior.
You're right, but I don't think it was a large part of the fan base. I think it was a small part. Very small part. Like, it just never worked out here. The allegations and just – it just never worked out. I don't know what they're going to do over the next – what is it, 2 years or 3 years we have?
Two, and then there's like the dead cap goes to a third.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, yeah, we're in a tough position. I don't think we're in a position where everybody's trying to say that we're done. I don't think that, but we're he's done. That's it. I don't think we should be talking. Why are we talking about?
Well,
because
it's his. Technically, it's his. And Deshaun, I totally agree with you about the whole scenario. Thank you very much. But the whole talking about thing, it's like, well, I guess he's broken his silence. I don't know. I don't follow him on any of the stuff, so I don't know. So it's the first thing people see is him drinking wine along the beach, and somebody said, "What if he's meeting with Depot?" Twitter reactions brought to you by Shiva Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. See? We're always assuming that he's maybe on vacation. That's 4D chess, friend. That's laser eyes right there. He's ready for next year. Meet with one of the head honchos, Tone. We're ready to run this thing back. Probably not.